Joined here this morning in Lewisburg by Congressman Fred Keller. As always, thanks for taking the time.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate the opportunity to talk about the issues facing Pennsylvania's 12th Congressional District.
One of those big issues that we keep visiting about is the levee situation, and then recently in the district you were up by the dam in Southside and significant issues going on.
Yeah, we were looking at the Heller Dam and the importance of the water supply it provides for Williamsport and the Williamsport area. Some things that are being worked on there for an RCAP grant from the state level, and we're seeing what we can do to be helpful and make sure we address the issues with the wall there at the spillway.
Even though we're talking about waterways and flood mitigation, those types of things, we watch the news right now and Dorian's pounding the Bahamas, of course, Florida. But how important is it to be prepared ahead of situations like that? Even though it's a hurricane, we could see a secondary effect with the flooding that we've been very familiar with.
Yeah, I think we should pay very close attention to the weather patterns and the things we're seeing with weather. I lived through 72 with the Agnes flood, and it just really highlights the importance of taking care of our infrastructure related to protecting the homes and businesses behind our levees and our flood walls.
Today's day, we talk about energy all the time and the country moving toward energy independence. What's a day like today mean in meeting with the group that you're meeting with?
Well, we're here to talk about energy, which is part of, will fuel our infrastructure needs. I mean, when we talk about infrastructure, we can, we, of course, talk about the flood wall and the Heller Dam. But you also talk about natural gas pipelines. You talk about broadband internet access. Infrastructure is more than roads and bridges, and I think we need to have that discussion. And one way to be helpful with that is to make sure that we have the abundant, cost-effective supply of energy to fuel our economy, because with a healthy economy, it will afford us the ability to finance and to have the resources necessary to take care of our infrastructure.
It's kind of been a whirlwind for you after the special election and the swearing in. Have you kind of landed yet and been able to get settled?
Well, it's I sort of look at this with people that get into business and do things. They start a business, they work at it, they keep going. Getting settled, we're doing pretty well with that. We had our district offices open within about 3 days of swearing in. We have a great team put together to help represent Pennsylvania's 12th Congressional District. So we hit the ground running. We're ready to go, and we're ready to be partners with all the people and communities in PA 12.
Finally, legislation session begins, I believe, in the next 7 to 10 days. What's next on the agenda?
Well, I think one thing we're going to be talking about, and it's sort of timely, is the flood insurance reauthorization. So that will be one thing that will be before us when we get back in D.C., and we'll need to make sure that we take care of that issue along with, I know there's some other people talking about things related to firearms and just a whole host of issues, but I think one thing that's important to the infrastructure part of it is the flood insurance program.
Appreciate the time as always. Thanks.
Thank you.